My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And it seems as if millions of Americans are nearing retirement without savings. They say comparison is the thief of joy, but if you're comparing to your neighbor without savings, does that bring you joy that you saved a little bit? We're going to take a listen to this report, and I'm going to give my feedback on how I feel about this growing trend of people not having savings and thinking it's okay to work into your 60s and even your 70s.
Now to our continuing series, Retirement Ready. If you have access to a 401k or traditional pension in your job, consider yourself to be lucky. Nearly 57 million Americans work for an employer that does not offer a retirement savings plan. Tonight, CBS's Janet Shamlian takes a look at some of the consequences.
You guys are trying to get away.
A walk with Rosie and Logan is a rare break for Marianne O'Connor.
Good puppies.
Then she's back on her laptop, juggling two jobs, sometimes up to 11 hours a day.
What did you think you'd be doing at 66?
Oh, I would hope to be retired.
And what are you doing at 66?
I'm working my butt off.
No savings, no 401k, not even enough to cover an emergency. She sold her home and with two other women bought a smaller one, living together to save money.
Thank you very much. How has that been?
Well, it's been a matter of life and death.
Roughly half of all Americans ages 55 to 66 have nothing saved for retirement.
Spicy, yeah.
O'Connor knew she'd be in that group, adopting and raising three children as a single mom.
I have a live for now philosophy, I guess.
How's that serving you now?
Oh, it's horrible.
Wow. She's laughing, but this is no laughing matter. All the ducks start to line up. But the first thing I do want to congratulate her on this show. We congratulate people changing their behavior based on new information. Unfortunately, when reality hits, we have nowhere to turn. We cannot lie to ourselves. She lost her home, but she did make the choice to sell her home, downgrade, and then live below her means. Unfortunately, she sounds like a very sweet lady, but to have no savings, in her 60s, working 11 hours a day just to survive, this is not where we want to be. And think about this. They said a majority of people don't work jobs where they offer 401ks. Well, she has two jobs. That is telling me part-time work. And if you're part-time, a majority of employers are not going to give you a 401k benefit. Also, we need to pick a struggle here. I'm tired of hearing news articles talking about how corrupt 401ks are or the Social Security system. And now, when people haven't taken advantage of them or they're not offered, now all of a sudden it's a bad thing. Oh, we wish we had a 401k, or we would have done better if. I remember the same thing as far as Moses is concerned. You know, the people didn't want to believe in God, and they asked him for a sign, like, Moses, give us a sign. And he gave them signs, and they still didn't believe. So when next prophets came by and they were like, give us a sign. He's like, listen, you didn't even listen to Moses' sign. He gave you the Ten Commandments. You know, Jesus raised the dead, you know, healed the lepers and all those things. So it's like, what sign can I give you that's going to change your mind? It's something inside of you. And unfortunately, this lady had to live the reality of living below her means. So ladies and gentlemen, let's not wait until it's life or death. Let's start early. This is not a unique story. Let's continue.
You can always improve your situation.
For her and others without Absolutely. A nest egg, experts say it's Absolutely. Not too late to make a plan. Continue to work. Lower your cost of living. Save what you can. Delay Social Security benefits until 70 to get the largest monthly check possible. And avoid risky investments to make up for lost time.
The higher the promised returns, the more you want to do in real research.
To enjoy her senior years, O'Connor's gotten creative.
It's nice to not be alone.
Forming the trip planning company, Kindred Women Travelers, allowing her to see a slice of the world, even if she's on the job, while doing it.
What would you say to younger women?
I guess I would now say that they need to start planning as early as they can.
Financial challenges for many, tarnishing the golden years of retirement.
If you're seeing an investment that's 10, 15, 20%, that's just too risky for your situation. And they take advantage of people like you because it's like, I need to get out of this. And this could be your light at the end of the tunnel. Unfortunately, that leads to more detriment. That's why we want to start early. We want to be conservative. We want to live below our means early before we are forced to. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you need help making your financial plan, this lady has told you already, she has already been to the promised land. She's telling you, you need to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, I want you to reach out to us. The link to schedule a consultation is in the description of this podcast. Don't delay. Start today. As a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience, I've seen situations like this too often. And the solution is always easy. Start earlier. The best time to start is yesterday. Also, if you don't know anything about investing and you need some help, you could download our free ebook, The 4 Pillars to Christian Investing. It's a 19-page beginner's guide to help go over retirement savings and investment accounts. You can get it free of charge. The link is going to be in the description. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.